Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
More phenomenal music where Quincy Jones was a part of it, passed away peacefully, Bel Air, surrounded by family and friends at the age of 91. We tried to get our friend Jimmy Jam Harris on today. Jimmy could not make it because he's at a life celebration for Tito Jackson. He hadn't posted anything yet, but he sent me this for the audience to know where he stands. Q did all he could possibly to make heaven here on earth. And now he's making heaven up in heaven. I imagine the collabs he's having with Frank, Duke, Dizzy, Miles, Prince, MJ, etc., under the watchful eye of his best friend, the Black Godfather, Clarence Avant. They are truly masterpieces. I'm inspired and know that we all lost an earthly angel, so we all have to grow our wings a little bigger and flap a little harder for peace on earth. Absolutely beautiful for a man who's remarkably accomplished himself, Jimmy Jam, with his great friend, excuse me, Terry Lewis. I don't know. And, you know, Quincy Jones was involved in so many aspects of life, you know, in the 70s. He had aneurysms where people thought he was going to die. He had bands on his own. But as Jimmy says, from Frank Sinatra to Aretha Franklin to Paul Simon to Michael Jackson to We Are the World to involved in movies, iconic movies, decade after decade, the immense impact and respect he had, the provocative things he would say in interviews were pretty stunning also. There's still brilliant music out there. There always will be, Dave. It's just consumed, and we arrive there so radically different. But music always finds the audience somehow. I don't know. Is it? We still have geniuses every day. And I mean that in the most friendly way, not my father's genius way. Right?
Who made you geniuses?
Thanks a lot, genius. They're out there. But, I mean, I read like three obits, and I could go on for a while here on Quincy Jones. I encourage you to consume it. If you appreciate music in any era, don't undersell Quincy Jones decade after decade after decade. First of all, surviving when people thought, I think it was 1974, when he just wasn't going to make it. And then flourishing. I don't know. Do we have those people in music who work with different stars going forward? Because look at Jimmy and Terry. Jimmy and Terry are, over the last 30 years, who's more accomplished than those two as producers? Probably nobody when, again, you can consider the cross-section. I think part of what I'm saying, too, is the cross-section. Your ability, like maybe you're just so good in rock or rap or country or classics. Quincy Jones was all over the place. And are you allowed to show that skill set now in music, Dave, or do they pigeonhole you? Like what so many people do in life now. We just generalize, whether it's somebody's skill at somebody's opinion. We're better if we have more Quincy Joneses. There is no denying that.
Nah, I disagree. I don't want any kind of Quincy Joneses, Chad. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, just to learn about him and about the many artists he collaborated with that I had no idea.
About writing for Count Basie?
Yes. I had no idea he was with, for a time with Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. And, you know, so many others that I was, you know, even just going through the Wikipedia and the obituaries today. Wait a minute. He had a hand in that? He had a hand in that in, you know, TV and movies and all this. I mean, it's incredible. And I guess the kind of sad part about where we're at today with music and just how music is distributed, if those kind of things happen, they probably do. But do we know about it? You know, do we know about great producers now? Because,
I think so, right?
Well, I just don't know, because you think of, I mean, at least for me, the first thing when I hear Quincy Jones, Thriller. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Sure.
Is Thriller. Not just the song, Thriller, the album. And with music, how it is today, and albums, to the consumer at least, not meaning a whole heck of a lot, because you're not actually going out and buying a physical CD or cassette or actual vinyl album. You're consuming it song by song on Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it is. You know, you don't get to play that whole, the feeling of an album. This song goes to that song goes to this song, and, you know, that kind of all works together. So I don't know that a producer in the mind of the listener is nearly as impactful today as, you know, they were certainly when Quincy was crushing the business.
I also just wonder if the artists across the musical spectrum are willing to work with different people. I mean, here's two more. Like, we talked about Michael, by the way. He works with him for the first time when they're doing the Broadway musical, The Wiz, by the way. Sidney Lumet, who's amazing in film. Just check out his background. And then they go on to work together on Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. Think that's a pretty good run?
That's not bad.
I think you could
just hang your career hat
You're
on those
there.
Three right there.
You're done there. He suffers this brain aneurysm, resulting in two operations. People did not expect him to leave. They had a memorial concert for him in L.A. Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, and others. He attended under strict orders from his neurosurgeon not to get too excited. For years, he slowed down. But then, by 3 years later, he's back to himself. I mean, not only did he keep reinventing himself, he said, no, I'm not going to die. I'm going to show up at the event honoring me, and I'm going to be fine. So, an enormous tip of the cap of amazing life with Quincy Jones. Jason, he'll join us. We'll have a little crosstalk, and then he's going to take you home here. No Twins game tonight. I don't think they're playing, are they?
I think they give the day off today.
Day off for the Twins tonight. So, we still are the home of the Twins.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.